Transfer Deadline award-winning Gutter Show Mark II. You're already reeling from our first edition this morning. It's this is the second version of the day. I don't know how many more versions there might be or variations on this theme. As we record at 10 past one, not a lot has changed in terms of the prospects of Fabio Carvalho becoming a Liverpool player. As we speak, the only update really since this morning has been Karl Markham throwing a little bit of salt on the situation by saying, as the day progresses and fuck all happens, the deal looks increasingly less likely. And he then emphasised, as things currently stand. With all due respect to Karl, I think that was a series of statements of the bloody obvious, because as the clock ticks down, it does become less likely. Having said that, Dan, if you're Liverpool, you've got to use the day for negotiation, haven't you? But I think there's got to be a cutoff time point where we either shit or get off the pot, as so to speak.
I think this is becoming a bit of a common trend quietly with Liverpool over recent transfer windows in terms of finding a negotiation angle and leaving it late. And I think they will have undoubtedly planned contingencies around that in terms of not happening. In terms of not happening around that time, in terms of not happening in a very small window that they've left themselves. So I'd be staggered if there isn't another way, a plan B of bringing Carvalho in. And I think that, you know, I think ultimately Liverpool will be very comfortable with that, because if it was something they wanted to do earlier, I think they would have given themselves the scope to have over the line. In that sense, they might have been negotiating throughout the month, we don't know. But I think what we do know is that they seem obviously clearly really keen on the player. They seem like they've already outlined a pathway for him, which is really interesting in terms of the most immediate sort of future and the midterm future of what it would look like for him as a Liverpool player. And I think ultimately, I think, like I said, they'll be really relaxed about it. I've got a feeling it'll probably happen, to be honest, based on nothing at all, Rob, so can't give you any more on that in terms of insight. But